100 Word Stories.
Hi, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Maybe you've heard of it. Well, now that you have, it's time for a weekly challenge. That's right. I post a topic. You come up with a story. The fun begins. Actually, the fun began when I got on the treadmill, and I'm getting my fat ass moving. I should post up the link to my progress, or more like lack of progress. But whatever, we're going to keep going here. I've got how many more years of this? God, why could I have not just maintained when I lost the weight before? Oh, sorry. You came here for stories, not self-loathing and neurosis. Unless it's in the stories. Right. First story up to bat, here is Lady Blue. The topic is community. I probably should have said that earlier. I'm doing everything wrong. What have I done with my life?
Hi, everyone, and I hope you're having a really good week. For this week, my story is entitled, Listen to Your Higher Selves. They know more than brothers. We're a learning community. How so? Every morning, Brother Montbank preaches by the river, and we gather to sit and listen to his words. So, what you're saying is that one assumed knowledgeable person passes their knowledge to a commune of ignorant people. Basically, yes. We learn how to live based on the teachings of brother. I see. My understanding is that a learning community learns from each other as equals, sharing individual experience. Brother hears voices from the higher self. Well, I do too. And my higher self is telling me that I won't be part of the audience.
Thank you, Lady Blue. Some sage advice coming to you right off the bat. Why do I say right off the bat? There are no bats. It's not even baseball season. What am I doing? Oh, anyway. Thank you, Lady Blue. Let's move on to John Musico. See what he's got. Are you even wearing a shirt? Because I was going to say what you've got up your sleeve. There are only so many colloquialisms. I don't see how sportscasters don't just go insane. I mean, the same crap over and over. At least you get to watch a good game. And you wear a nice suit. But really, what am I doing?
Community by John Musico. When I first bought a house, I looked forward to living in a neighborhood like when I was a kid. I remember those days fondly. I had been at just about every neighbor's house countless times. What I found instead was that I'm at work all day and never stop off at anyone's house. Is it just this neighborhood? Then it dawned on me. The experience of a neighborhood I had as a kid was as a kid. I was at a neighbor's house playing with their children, etc., while my parents were at work, just as I am now.
Thank you, John Musico. And are you at work now, listening? Well, this isn't safe for... This has the explicit tag. Why are you listening to this at work? You should be listening to this with your neighbors. Bring them together. Make this a community experience. Turn the speakers out to the front-facing windows or out your front door and just start blasting this. I'm sure it'll be appreciated. Or if you're at your local bar, get rid of that crappy radio or jukebox. Plug in your MP3 player. This is an MP3, right? I think so. And share it there. I'm sure that it will be appreciated. Oh, screw it. Just listen to it. Let's move on to Muncie. He's wrapping up his NaNoWriMo, I think. Oh, shit, I can't remember what we are this week. He's got something clever. Here he is. Hopefully he doesn't do that shut up. I don't want him to shut up. He just said, shut up, Muncie. And it's like, no, don't shut up. You're creative. You're talented. I enjoy listening to you. Don't shut up.
questions. I'm the one who should shut up.
Greetings, Fisher Kings, from Munzee. Still hammering away at his nano, still slowly losing his mind. Slowly? Yet still here with a story for you. Enjoy! Our Community by Christopher Monroe. I'm proud of the community we've created. We built replicants from scratch, then programmed them to believe they were actual people, before dropping them into a perfect recreation of an early 21st century town. In this recreation, they work, strive, and live, believing themselves to be real human beings, believing their actions to matter in the grand scheme, believing nobody's watching, taking notes. There's more conflict than we predicted, but they manage it among themselves. And to date, the results we've gotten back have been useful. We've learned a lot through their simulated lives, about how people lived back then. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munzee Munzee. That's it for me, Fisher Kings, but I'll be back next week, come hell or high water.
Thank you, Munzee, although I would prefer high water to hell. At least high water drains. Wait, I need to put that in a note here. Okay, hold on. Come hell or high water, at least high water drains. Someone said something about as clean as a whistle last week, and I wrote a story about it. You won't see it for another 2 years or so, but I wrote a story about it. Yeah, I'm queued up for over 2 years. How many are you queued up by? Let me know in the comments at One A Day Until the Day I Die. I'm not bragging. It just shows how I'm obsessed on this particular word form, and as opposed to all the poetic stuff that actually sells. Do I want to sell? Or do I want to sell out? Okay, well, we of the revolution will continue here. And let's move on to Jeffrey and hear what he's got for us. Rally around the Jeffrey.
Hello, everyone. It's Jeffrey Fisher here, and I've got a couple of stories for week 448 on the topic of community. My first story is called Community. Hello, children. I hope you've been well since we last talked. Now listen, I want to create a sense of community. You guys are spending a lot of time together, and it would be nice if you could get along, look out for one another, and so on. Honestly, nothing would warm my heart more than seeing some genuine friendships come out of this little group. I know the shackles and locked doors don't help, and mysterious disappearances of your roommates and neighbors may make you suspicious of each other. But I implore you, don't let that unpleasantness come between you. And believe me when I tell you that any screams you may hear are just screams of pleasure, I assure you. And my second story is called Community Property. I explained the downsides of communism to my Econ 101 students, but I saw a number of blank looks. I searched for an analogy they could relate to. How many of you have roommates? Almost every hand shot up. And how many have a common kitchen, refrigerator, and bathroom? Nearly the same number of hands. Ever had a roommate eat your food? Leave dirty dishes in the sink? Make the bathroom so disgusting you think about waiting until you get to Starbucks? Many vigorous nods. Then you've seen the wonders of community property in action. Other people take your food and leave the place a mess, figuring someone else will deal with the problem. Eventually, everyone goes dirty and hungry. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Thank you, Jeffrey, from me, the dirtiest and hungriest of all. This is what happens when you eat way too much for God knows how many years, and then wind up on a treadmill on a diet. Thank you for reminding me. Although, it warms my heart, that's another phrase. Let's put that in there. Okay, it warms my heart But what would warm it up more is cutting it out of my chest and throwing it into... Do you throw things into a skillet? Okay, into a skillet. A skillet on a... And on a stove. On a stove. A stove. Skillets on their own are rather cold. Room temperature... See, now I'm just getting picky and stupid. All right, well, let's just move on here. Richard, what have you got for us?
Good day to you. And if it's not a good day, well, things can only get better. Or worse. This is George's Story, Part 80, 16 times. Finding the beta-labeled security cameras was one thing. Working out where exactly in the hospital they might be located was another thing entirely. Sighing heavily, George picked up his roll of surgical tape and resumed his tour of the corridors, carefully taping over each security camera he came to, returning to the booth after each to identify which camera he'd found. 16 weary trips back and forth later, he ruefully mused that he probably knew his way around the Park End Community Hospital better than its employees, but, more importantly, his determination had managed to locate camera Beta 2. Here's another story for you. It's called The Community Centre. The local community centre closed down last week. It was no surprise. After years of council spending on boarding up windows, cleaning away graffiti, and funding extra police patrols to deal with the druggies and layabouts that hung around outside, it was bound to happen. It was the place we'd meet to argue about local projects. At times, the community council almost came to blows over where to spend what little cash we had. Most of the time, we just disagreed, voting against each other and generally falling out. Looking for community spirit? At the community centre, no chance. And here's one final story, a real sense of community. Back in the good old days, they say, neighbours looked out for each other. Grandma would leave her front door open and neighbours would pop in for a cup of sugar and maybe stop for a chat. There was a real sense of community. Personally, I think there still is, although just a little different now. These days, Granny locks her front door. The neighbours still pop in. They just kick the door in, help themselves to the sugar and anything else they can lay their hands on. Nothing's changed. Although, they don't stop to chat anymore. And there you have my contribution to this week's melee. Until next week's... Goodbye.
We are now a melee as opposed to a weekly challenge. What? Oh, by the way, I'm recording this Saturday night and wife's watching college football. So you're going to hear a few occasional shouts. I think Baylor is on. Whatever. Thank you, Richard. I'm sure that you're watching something there and people are watching other stuff and whatever. I don't know. Lizzie, can you explain it for me? I'm not sure what I'm talking about anymore.
From the breakfast table to the green garden and back, silence was part of life. One day, a member of this community of a few dozen people thought, no more. She felt like singing, and that's exactly what she did. By nightfall, she had been expelled. By the end of the week, the community had only two members left, its founders. One turned to the other and said somberly, words cannot express how disappointed I am. The other laughed. That's what you said, remember? When we started this 30 years ago, I guess we're the only ones who hate words. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lazygoodcop.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Yay! Wait, how many of you out there hate words? No, really. Honestly, who hates words? Stand up, man. Oh, sorry. Do you hate words with friends? If you don't hate words with friends, I'm on there as me. But thank you, Lizzie. Hopefully this community will come together and roust out all the people who hate words. Chelsea, do you hate words? No? Well, let's have 100 of them. Chelsea, tell us a story.
Community by Chelsea. It is said that our evolution as a species is based on the fact that we gather together, forming units for support and protection. It is very interesting and more than a little terrifying to see that as we develop more technology, technology that by its very nature makes it so that we no longer need to connect to each other in the same way for our mutual support and protection, that our society is more and more threatened, that there is more and more violence. Maybe we should put down the tech and connect with our community again.
Thank you, Chelsea. But I'm not putting down the tech just yet. I cannot stress enough that this podcast needs the tech. I can't podcast with rocks and wood and fire and water and loam, whatever loam is, mud paint, animal bones. So how about we just move on to Serendipity, who I think is the biggest Luddite of them all. You anti-technology crazy person, you. No, really, you're awesome. Let's listen to you.
I live in a gated community. It's a very exclusive address. We don't let just anybody make their home here, you know. We have a stringent vetting process. And if you don't fit our criteria, then I'm afraid you simply won't make the grade. There are other places, more suited to your sort. It's a very safe community too. Security is tight, and once you're in, we expect you to abide by the rules. And the same goes for your visitors. We have very, very high standards. Furnishings are pretty sparse though. Especially here. On death row.
Wait, you're on death row? Oh dear. Do I need to send you a cake with a file in it? Oh, thank you, Serendipity. I could just give up now and just have Serendipity do the stories from now on. This is all of you. I should just give up on the daily stories and just pace these out, like, every few hours. Like, okay, here's one from Muncie. Here's one from Serendipity. Here's one from Jeffrey. Here's Richard. And just never do another daily story again. Nope. Too obsessed. Okay, so let's continue on here with more stories. How about one from Tom? I know you've been waiting for it. Well, wait no longer.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got a story for you. Intentional community. Frank grew up in a huge family. 7 brothers and sisters. 9 uncles. Cousins beyond count. Oddly, he had little contact with any family member after he made his way to the West Coast. Frank would say, "You're stuck with family. You choose your friends." Truth be told, his intentional community was his family. 5 couples had jointly purchased 10 acres, 5 little houses in a row. One by one, Frank's friends burnt their mortgage. The community set up an emergency account if any one person came to ruin, they would not lose everything. That's a community. And that's it.
That's the kind of place I want to live. Take me with you, Tom. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Tom. Take me with you. So, wow. That's powerful stuff. Okay, so who wants to be in the cult? Community that we will all put together and support each other and just write. If we have to write, we can make, like, counterfeit banknotes and then burn mortgages. What the hell was that? Oh, I'm going to go check on what that was. Here's Anima and her story.
Hey there, it's Anima with my weekly contribution. Nerd! Nerd! We interrupt this normally scheduled program for an important public safety announcement. Alert! Alert! There are people in your area that assemble coherent, independent ideas and should be considered dangerous. Do not, I repeat, do not allow them to influence you into turning off your television. They will encourage you to read books or spend time in contemplative thought. Report anyone who would rather have a conversation in close physical proximity rather than send a text or email. This is an early sign of deviant behavior. This has been a Groupthink Community Alert, brought to you by The Hive.
Thank you, Anima. Wait, I'm hearing an alert now. Are some of you people trying to contemplate and read books and all that? Because really, you shouldn't. You should be listening to this podcast. Put that book down. Okay, now back away from the book. We'll have someone pick it up in a little bit. Meanwhile, you'll be listening to Spate. He has a story. Or two. Or 27. 27 is Weird Al's magic number, by the way. Anyway, here's Spate.
Hey, this 100-word story has been written and recorded in a New Hampshire Live Free or Die community. It's called From Out of the Woods. And here it is. Giving up the sophistication of city life when I relocated to this small rural community was an adjustment tolerably made, but still I have the occasional moment. As was the day, a man emerged from the woods behind my house, carrying a shovel and a half-full lumpy burlap bag, dripping some sort of dark red goo that looked like burnt cranberry sauce. I didn't say a word, but my look must have questioned him. He squinted, put on his best local friendly smirk, and offered, "Hunting chipmunks. Want some?" "No thanks," I said. "I get mine at the grocery store."
Thank you, Spate. Just to let you know, it's Sunday. I'm doing the laundry. I got everything prepped in advance. Blah, 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 blah. You don't care. What you do care about is hearing more stories. And that's what you're going to do, because Dionysus is next. These are all the stories that came in Saturday night, early Sunday morning. You know, it lets you know who's putting their most into it. And I'm back on the treadmill. You know, some things don't change.
Hi, it's Dionysus Close with a community story. This one is called Flee From Me, Devil Fleas. In the beginning, contrary to what you've been told, the devil created a mess. Billet and Dew were fleas on the devil's ass. "It's hot down here," said Billet. "And smelly," said Dew. "Perfect," they said, and took a big bite together. Now, the devil, in his imperfect omniscience, overheard their laughter, and waxed even more wroth than was his wont. "Perfection!" he roared. "Get thee from behind me, Satan!" "Bite my puny red ass," muttered Dew, "and see how you like it." The devil heard, of course, didn't like it, and cast them both out, where their friendship became the infinite community of us all. That's it for this week. See you next time. Bye.
Thank you, Dionysus, and may we all be a part of the infinite community. Just keep writing stories and recording them and sending them in and walking on the treadmill and over and over and over. That's okay. I'll get a grip. Hold on. Okay. Now that I know that you're listening to the end of the podcast, because you'll make some snarky comment about that, what? Oh, Norval Joe. Let's listen to Norval Joe, hear how he's doing.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 448 with a prompt of community. At least I think it is. You know, as I start to record these, I think, now, did I remember that correctly? Oh, well. Anyway, I'm at about 55,000 with my NaNoWriMo at this point. And now that my daughter, her husband, and kids are all here, we tend to be doing other stuff that prevents me from writing. But I'll get back at it and hopefully finish up my story around 65,000 words. It's been a lot of fun, and I enjoy the story, so when Shooting Stars comes out in, say, 3 or 4 weeks, it will have a preview of the next book in the series to come out, which is the one I just wrote. So get ready for it. Anyway, here's my story.
Ahem, ahem, ahem.
Superconductor flipped the lights on, and Garbage Man followed him into the room.
"Just what are you trying to prove to us with these video images?"
the crazy old cat lady asked.
"A fairly extensive collection of memories, wouldn't you say? I understand that superheroes would want a sense of community, but this is excessive," Durgle said.
"Are you admitting you're actually a hero?" Superconductor asked. "You just said superheroes."
"No, I didn't. I said supervillains."
"No, you said superheroes."
"I didn't," Durgle protested. "Cat lady, you heard him, didn't you? He said superheroes."
The crazy old cat lady only shrugged. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, Norval Joe, and have a great time with your family. And we're looking forward to the next chapter, or the next novel, or... What are they in a series? I don't know. I don't write them, so I have no idea what they are. The next sequel, something? There's a word for it. Maybe we'll make that a topic one day. Okay, next up is Tora Bresciano. All right. How can I be tired after walking on the treadmill for 9 minutes this morning? It just isn't right. But I've got the Baileys and the coffee. Good stuff.
Do you know someone who is anti-community? They don't all live on their own, like in the movies. Hiding behind closed doors, thinking their private thoughts. You could be talking to them every day. Do you ever notice that someone seems to be elsewhere? Not participating fully? Withholding their thoughts from the community? They could be thinking anything at all. Do them a favor. Report them to your local community officer. He will know how to safely deal with them, and when they're eventually returned to your community, they'll be sure to confess to everyone the error of their ways.
Thank you, Tora. And just a reminder, if you see someone out there who used to be a part of the weekly challenge, and they aren't anymore, and they're still writing, well, report them to your community officer too and say, hey, they're over there now. Let's get a link over there. Because if they want to be here, they'll be here, and if they don't, they don't. And if they come up with stories and they submit them, and if they don't, they don't. I'm not going to go like, we're just pushing my ear in there. At least I'm not going to do it openly. I mean, I may pine for one or two writers, but, you know, things are good. We're still creating. We're still coming up with interesting things. Sometimes I think we're doing it even better. We've learned from the earlier people's mistakes, and good riddance to them. Just like Marion Barry. Good riddance to him. Yes, that's me mocking the dead. You thought I wouldn't get that in there this week. Gotcha. Next up is Planet Z. I hope you're ready for him, because he's not.
Old Man Parsons was your typical get-off-of-my-lawn kind of geezer. Old Man Williams, who lived next door, was the opposite. Come on over, he'd shout. The grass is lush and soft, and you're welcome to the lemons on my lemon tree. So the neighborhood kids would come over and play, and they'd pick up the lemons and squeeze them into their water bottles and drink, and get sleepy, so sleepy. Come rest inside, said Williams. So they came inside. The kids were found the next day on Parsons' lawn, naked and confused. And Parsons blasted them with his shotgun.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories on the topic of community. We're just one big community of writers, aren't we? Writing about community. And community, 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 community. It's like Smurf, isn't it? Only it's longer. Not as cute. Anyway, the weekly challenge, there you have it, all done. Bunch of stories. You can check out more in the archives at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The next topic is cranberries. I know. Whatever, sometimes you've got to just do something. If you're allergic to cranberries, write on something. Just do a general Thanksgiving one. If you're not American and you don't want to do that, just write on the walls and send me a photo. Whatever. That's it for this week. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening and being a part of the weekly challenge. And, as always, keep it brief.